Welcome, welcome. Radio listeners, you're listening live to Wave Station. Yes, we're back live. It's been a while. It's been quite a hiatus. Actually, since November last year? Maybe December. I can't remember. It's been that long. Yes, you're listening to 90.1 FM. This is CJSF, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We're broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Coast Salish people. And I'm just super happy to be back on air. I have a special guest with me tonight, all the way from Ontario, Adam. Hi.
Hello.
Adam says hello. Yes, so we're going to do what we do here, which is just motor through every type of music that you didn't even know you wanted to hear tonight, but you do. So, yeah, we'll be going through all sorts of genres. I'll tell you all about them. But first, I guess I should probably tell you what we just played, hey? All right, that was the song Another Day Again by the Sadies, band out of Toronto, beloved band. And I just want to say RIP to Dallas Good. We lost you too young. The album title is Darker Circles. That was put out in 2010. Before that, we heard the song Condo by Tonk. They're locals out of Vancouver. And that was off of Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor. That was put out in 2020. And the first song in the set there was Suffering Jukebox, a song by Silver Jews. That was off of Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea. They put that one out in 2008. You can't say like 20 and 8, can you?
I don't think you can.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, again, I would like to say an RIP to David Berman, co-founded the Silver Jews along with Stephen Malkmus of Pavement. Did you know? All right, let's continue. We're going to do this one next, and we'll talk to you after that.
Darling, do you remember the first day we met? I never thought that it would come, that I'd ever regret. Don't you know that I'm a slave for you, baby? Well, I said I'm a slave for you. Darling, don't you realize that I don't know what to do? I made a mistake, baby, one I'll always regret. You said you would forgive me, but never forget me. I'm a slave for you, baby. Don't you know that I'm a slave for you? Well, now, darling, don't you realize that I don't know what to do? I dial your number, baby, and then I heard the phone. When the party answered, you said, tell the man I'm not at home. Still, I'm a slave for you, baby. Well, don't you know that I'm a slave for you? Now, darling, don't you realize that I don't know what to do? Well, all right now, baby. You would forgive me, but never forget me. Don't you know that I'm a slave for you, baby? Yeah, I'm a slave for you. Well, now, darling, don't you realize that I don't know what to do? Well, now, baby, although your skull has my name, I'm not ashamed. Yeah, I said it's all right, baby. Yeah.
Now it's gone and turned to stone.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help you to recognize your many strengths and work towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
Yes, we're back. Wave Station. You might be listening on the radio dial, or maybe you're listening on the internet browser. You could be listening 20 years from now on an archive, a full different line. Who knows what kind of technology might be existing at that point? What do you think, Adam?
Well, you know, radio directly piped into your brain. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right. Where can I get that? Could be bad. Like, watch what you wish for. What if the, you know, programmer becomes evil?
I might know a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Adam makes lasers, so would it involve laser beams? I imagine so, hey?
Well, you know, if I were involved, it would be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know. Well, let's pin that for later. All right. So what did we hear just now? Wave Stationers. We just heard the song Try Some, Buy Some. That's a Ronnie Spector song. Well, actually, it's a song written by George Harrison, covered by Ronnie Spector. Rest in peace, Ronnie Spector. Veronica Yvette Greenfield. Born in Harlem, raised in Manhattan. I think that could be really cool. I always wanted to be raised in Manhattan. But anyway, didn't happen. The song was originally put out in 1971. It was backed with Tandoori Chicken. It's a 45. And before that, we listened to Heart of Stone, a song by the Estimators. Estimations. Thank goodness. I wrote that wrong here on my notes. But I know that that's wrong.
Well, I'm glad you know.
Yeah. See, there's score one for my brain.
Yeah.
But take one away for the mistake in the first place. I guess I'm neutral. I guess I'm back at...
Well, see, that was past you, right? You're not that person anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so then... but that one, that's a modern issue. So that's Heart of Stone backed with Don't Go Kissing My Baby. Okay. Out of Kimberlite Records in Edmonton. So that's some like modern, you know, new stuff being put out by a really cool new label called Kimberlite. I'd like to find out a little bit more about them. First song that set was Slave for You Baby, Jackie Shane. And that was backed with, that was put out, you know, I couldn't figure out when it was put out, sometime in the 60s. It was backed with Chickadee, recently put out, backed with Chickadee. So, but the original release, the original recordings were done sometime in the early 60s. And then sort of more recently, it was released 2018. But even if you go to that Bandcamp, you can't find out who released it. It's kind of strange story.
Was this a re-release or?
Yeah, definitely. So Jackie Shane was an artist in the 60s in Toronto. Well, had some acclaim in Toronto, living in Toronto and performing in Toronto. Was, you know, at the time, the only performer, like, they were proudly transgendered. She just went on stage the way she was. She had fabulous, like, style, very lovely, kind of classy lady, you know, and was a very principled person from the accounts that I read today. Like, wouldn't go on Ed Sullivan because Ed Sullivan wanted them to, or her to not wear her makeup, for example, you know? Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I'm authentically me. I'm just going to do this. And you can't stop me. So, sort of an unsung hero, but people are knowing a lot more about them now. Her, now.
Well, good.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the next set. And we'll talk about it after.